with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says Democrats are trying to find their footing but face one serious disadvantage.
Democrats don't have a positive message.
McGuire says the strategy right now appears to be to malign President Trump.
And I don't know if they saw the 2024 election, but the American people are not buying that Donald Trump is a bad person.
Another failed approach, the use of insulting language by the likes of Jasmine Crockett and Beto O'Rourke.
And any of them saying, we've got to start cussing more, we got to use mean words because these people are so out of touch.
McGuire tells the Salem Radio Network that approach is driving many voters away from Democrats. Bob Agner reported.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor takes issue with President Trump's characterization of the nation's capital. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president claimed that crime in D.C. is out of control as he announced a federal takeover of the Washington Police Department and deployed 800 National Guard troops. Mayor Muriel Bowser pledged cooperation but said crime in D.C. has been dropping steadily.
This year, crime isn't just down from 2023, it's also down from 2019.
She said Donald Trump's perceived state of emergency doesn't match the numbers. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An explosion at a U.S. steel plant that shook the ground near Pittsburgh left one dead and sent at least 10 to hospitals. With emergency workers still searching the badly charred rubble hours later for a missing worker. An Allegheny County spokesperson says an explosion followed by several small blasts happened Monday at the Clairton Coke Works. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropping 64. This is SRN News. Who pays for the United Nations? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While the Sunday streets of the borough of churches still vibrate with gospel chords, many of Brooklyn's storied black churches are shrinking. According to research published by COVIDReligionResearch.org, black Protestants attended church on Zoom more than other denominations during the pandemic, and they've been the slowest to return to in-person worship. This is SRN News. Ford will invest nearly $2 billion to retool a Kentucky plant to produce electric vehicles.
The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rival models. Ford CEO Jim Farley unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. The factory will be revamped to manufacture electric vehicles after producing gas-powered vehicles for decades. Ford says the first EV vehicle to roll off the assembly line will be a midsize four-door electric truck that's set to debut in 2027. John Scott reporting.
Tropical storm Erin has formed in the eastern tropical Atlantic Ocean as Hurricane Henriette is strengthening in the Pacific Ocean. It could become the first Atlantic hurricane of the 2025 season. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.